Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
We're back
hello? At it.
Okay.
Where's the deal chicken? Wait, what was the last
deal? The deal chicken.
The weather chicken, wasn't weather it?
No, it was party chicken.
Party chicken.
Party chicken.
Party chicken's in the house.
Woo-hoo. Party chicken.
We forgot
away.
All of our little things.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back at it. This is the PosterCast. Your
one-stop shop for wackiness.
Your infrequent possible Oscar podcast. This is episode number 40.
Whoa. Woo. The big 40.
Tell them what they get, party chicken, for listening to number 40. Yes. Yes. This is the show. You're right. This is the show where we made up songs about Jeff at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I believe John improvised a song about a bag of teeth.
That was back in like episode one or two.
Yeah. Those are good times.
Good times.
But we are. Why are you still playing? Song?
I hear
in the background.
I hear shakers in the background.
All right. I got it muted, but it's still playing. For some reason. All right, we're done.
It's the party chicken's testicles.
Anyway, we are back to this. We're not going to do it weekly anymore. We're going to steal a page from the Devo Spice playbook, and we're just going to do this like once a month to kind of catch you up on what we are doing.
Weeks are so last week.
They sure are.
Weeks are the new black.
Oh,
what?
Like in the fashion sense, not the racist.
Anyway.
Whatever.
So, yeah, there's things happening in the possible Oscarverse. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yes. It's possible Oscarverse. Oh. Well,
it's right next to the Snickers.
I think we should. There's the elephant in the room. There's some big news that we need to talk about. Something big happened to someone in the band.
Circumcision.
And I am ready to talk about it.
Deal chicken guy.
That is right. I got Minecraft for Xbox.
Hey. Yay!
We'll get to that later. That's not the big news I'm talking about. There's a new member of the Academy.
I can't wait. The suspense is killing me.
Jeff, you want to tell us your big news?
I had one of those babies.
Yay!
Yeah, what's up?
Jeff and I had a child.
Yes,
you did.
It all yourself.
It was like
amazing.
That Junior, the Schwarzenegger film. I had the belly. Actually, my wife had the kid. It was ours.
Good job. Yeah. So you had to help in
good
in,
job.
Yes.
Making it happen.
Yes, I
making
bought,
it happen.
Bought the seed that made the baby.
Well,
yeah. It's she is 1 week old.
Excellent.
Her name is Jerida.
Yeah, I feel completely honored.
Named her after
and
you.
I feel it's an appropriate name.
Yep.
That's not her name, you silly.
No, it's Clara.
Clara.
Now, is that a family name? Where did that come from?
No,
is
it's just
a name you like.
We were kicking
big
around.
Big fan of cows?
Kicking around Rory for a while. And,
ooh,
and
interesting.
Aaron just popped out Clara one night, and I thought it sounded good.
It works.
Cool.
It works.
And you knew it was a girl ahead of time, so
yes,
you didn't have to do this whole one if by sea, two if by land situation.
Right. If not, we would have made it a girl.
Wow. A little elective surgery right there in the spot.
Mm-hmm. They can do that today, you know.
Oh,
excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jeff, congratulations. We won't get into all the gory details, because this is a family show, as you know.
Yes.
As you know, we'll just assume you went to the cabbage patch, you picked out your favorite head of cabbage, and underneath there was a baby perfectly suited for
with
your family.
With the little tag,
situation.
You had to fill out your name.
Absolutely correct.
This belongs to?
Yes.
Yes.
From the loins of Xavier Roberts.
Jeff Pearson, and the Jeff was backwards, or the J was backwards.
clever. Well, once again, congratulations. If you have any kind words you want to send Jeff's way, you can just address them to possibleoscar@gmail.com.
I will be sending those soon.
Yes.
To myself.
Great.
Myself.
Cross that off my list of things to talk about.
Check.
So, I guess it's not huge news, but it's good news. And I was doing the math. This is our sixth year. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Sixth year, we are returning to Convergence.
Wow.
And the Harmonic Convergence
Holy
stage.
Holy cow.
We started in 2007.
Yes.
And we've played every year since then.
But wouldn't that be 5 years?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12. This is the 12th year.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You played in
this
seven.
Is the 12th year.
Okay,
so you include that one.
You got to use the thumb on the other hand.
Oh,
that's how you get to six.
That's
yeah.
Do the math.
It was in my pocket.
You could use your penis as well. Just, you know, just a little counting aid for you there, a little mnemonic.
One, cock two, number.
Yeah. So, possible Oscar at Convergence 2012. We are playing Saturday night, 8:30 p.m.
Which sounded like the greatest
what is the date
time slot ever until I realized
I
what we're up against.
7-7? I think it's a lot of sevens. We are, John mentions, we are unfortunately smack dab in the middle of what is called the masquerade time. I believe we're more towards the tail end of it. So, if people who are interested in seeing the masquerade but maybe don't care about results, they may come down. If you don't care about the masquerade at all, though, come on down one floor. We'll be making a holy, unholy ruckus there in Stevie Ray's.
We will be playing naked to offset the masquerade.
Or maybe we'll be wearing costumes. Maybe that will win. Yeah. That will win the thing.
Maybe we'll have to have our own harmonic convergence sub-masquerade. Uh-huh. We'll encourage people to show off, and we'll have a contest. We should work that into our set somehow. We'd give the best costume at our show for people who decided to skip the masquerade. I'm going to put that down. We're going to do that.
Because we got like three.
And it'll be called the Oscarade.
The Oscarade. It is being typed in.
Nice.
There it is. Best costume.
Come on down to the Oscarade.
I drank some of that once.
All right. The possible Oscarade.
Yep.
Or just the Posquerade. I like that. I always like putting Posquerade.
Okay.
Posquerade. Best costume and show will win a prize. Don't know what it is yet.
We got a few weeks. So
a firm handshake.
We will make this happen just to give some incentive to people that are standing out looking at the monitors or in the room watching the masquerade to come on down.
Yeah. We will have, as long as everything stays on schedule, we'll have a brand new T-shirt to sell at Convergence.
Mm-hmm.
It is the possible Oscar Nerdy Skull and Crossbones. If you saw our post last week, I believe, or whenever it was that went out, but you can see what they will look like. Our model Sven was showing them off.
Sven, yes.
And we hope to have those sometime in mid-June. We'll probably put them up for sale prior to Convergence. So if you're not going to be at the show, you can still buy one. But we'll have those at the show along with the rest of our merchandise. I think we still have a couple of the Throw Your Spock Up shirts.
Yes.
That maybe we'll give those away as a prize for the Posquerade.
For like second and third or something.
Yeah, we'll see. Right. We'll come up with something.
Well, we'll do it.
Prizes.
We'll do it.
Your CD box set.
And
the DVD.
So this goes into my next point I want to talk about. So we were given an opportunity. Well, all of the acts performing at in Harmonic Convergence were given an opportunity to come up with a promotional video.
Mm.
And so John had the idea. Well, we had one idea first, and then we realized there was no way we were going to get it done in time. And so the second backup idea that John came up with.
Well, actually, the first idea, though, was the kind of a Sabotage Beastie Boys video.
Right, and we could still use that for something else.
But then, he died, so it was like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well.
Maybe that's why, because we didn't use it. Good going.
Maybe that he would have then somehow imbued with life sustaining energy if someone had done
it's possible
an homage
Jerome.
To Sabotage. I'm not going to doubt that wisdom. I mean, he was a Buddhist, so I'm sure that there was some sort of connection in the world, and he would have gotten back to him. And literally, it's our fault that he died. So send your hate mail at possibleoscar@gmail.com.
That's a dick move right there, John.
And I will send you a Ikimi picture.
Imi Kimi, is that how you say
Imi Kimi. I don't know. Imi Kimi.
Anyway. So, hey, if you want to see this video, the second backup idea we had was to do a parody of the Young and the Restless opening credit sequence. And so we did.
Yeah. It was kind of one of the first things, like, looking for ideas, and then I just saw that, and that was like, okay, what about this? And then it, like, went full force, and
it's,
boom.
It's one of those situations where John put something on the table, not necessarily having any idea how it's going to happen, but he says, this would be neat if it happened, and then my brain starts turning, and it's like, okay, all right, let's break this down. What are the pieces? We're going to need some motion graphics. We're going to need a white background. How are we going to make this happen? And so I started thinking about all the technical parts that go into it. I apologize. I'm a little dry, a little parched here, but...
But it worked.
Anyone enjoyed it? So yeah, so we did the graphics. We did a shoot in the basement here. We had to shoot on a white screen and isolate people and assemble it all and blah blah blah. 30 seconds later, that's how long
just
the clip
like
is.
That.
So we did a video and it's up on our brand new YouTube channel. That's right, folks. We've been sort of building it up for a while now, but I guess we can take the wrapping off the package or pull away the curtain, whatever. It's there, youtube.com/possibleoscar. Starting to get some content up there. Right now we have just songs from our albums, kind of in shareable. They're just music only with a title card.
Playlist format.
In playlists, so you can share those around. And, the first things we have up there, we have our Harmonic Convergence promo video, along with a visual effects reel, which explains how we did some of this stuff.
Deadly serious.
And then an outtakes and gag reel, which was just added up in the last day or two. Or
it was
probably 2.5 weeks ago when you actually hear this podcast.
It took, 2 hours to make the... 2 hours of filming.
Yeah.
Or hour and a half.
Yeah, we did it pretty quickly. I mean, gosh, we did it in our normal, 2 hour practice session. We had shot the video, captured it, and we're starting to put it together that night.
That's right. Okay.
It went pretty quickly.
Yeah. Machines.
Yeah. And so I did the final edit and everything. And then, for whatever reason, I decided to do visual effects reel because I thought it'd be funny.
It was. Now it's going to be.
And then Tuesday, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll do a gag reel too. I just started clipping out things that I thought were funny and I assembled them. found that rollicking music to put under it.
Yeah. The Paul Williams ragtime piano.
That was some royalty free music exciting one too. Anyway, so that's it. Go to youtube.com/possibleoscar. And I should say we also have our first, I guess, official music video for a song up there. A while back, late last year, a friend of the show and friend of the band, the great Luke Ski, who has a podcast called Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport. You can go to badrapport.com for all the info on that. He did a video episode, and in that he likes to do puppet versions of his friends. And so he did a puppet version of John and I performing the song off our first album, My Figures. And he's got all of his action figures set up. And,
yeah, it was a pretty elaborate setup.
It was quite a setup there. So we asked if we could redistribute that, and he gave us the video. And so I decided I want to repackage that for whatever reason, because I, you know why I did it? Because I can't stand everything's in 16:9 format now on YouTube, and I can't stand it when you don't fill it up. So I'm like, I gotta find a way to fill it up and do a 16:9 presentation of this video. So. Go check it out. That's on the channel. I didn't do it for the harmonic conversion video because they specifically want it in 4x3. So,
and then it will
I lose
be the
on that one.
Funniest thing on the harmonic channel or the whole convergence network.
They whoever's running the Twitter account and Facebook account seem impressed with it because they keep favoriting the tweets I put out when the videos are released. So they seem to like it. And I'm kind of waiting. It's supposed to show up on the Convergence TV channel as well.
Right.
On YouTube. Sweet. I don't know when that is. But it'll play on the closed circuit television in the hotel throughout the convention promoting our show.
Well, yeah, it should be doing it Thursday, Friday, and up until our show.
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
Maybe that'll get some incentive to people to come on down and say, what is this all about?
Who are these wacky people who are dressed up as Spock and a douchey guy with a red cup?
They look handsome and hilarious.
And Business Jeff.
All at once. Is that even possible to be handsome and hilarious?
Mm-hmm. That's Jared.
Right.
There he is.
Bounchicka wah, wah.
Well, that brings us to the part of the program that I like to call Jared Recommends Minecraft. I'm going to kick it off first, folks. I'm going to recommend Minecraft.
Oh.
It is now available for Xbox 360.
Oh, really?
And I have it. John has it. We haven't yet gotten into a multiplayer world where we can build and create and
we
explore together.
Scissored each other.
We haven't scissored yet, but it's fun. It's like for me, it's like a throwback because it's a little bit of an older version of the game. But
okay,
I enjoy it.
Cool.
John doesn't know any different because he stopped playing the PC version years ago.
Because my PC couldn't even handle it. That's how sad my PC is.
So that's my recommendation. We probably should talk about this ahead of time, but I'm just going to throw it over to John. John, can you recommend anything? Some sort of media thing or maybe a nice fried delicious food? anything besides ImmyKimmy.com.
Well, now that you mention it. Oh, my God. No, well, I can't not talk about it now that you brought it up. What was it?
Tell me more about this Imi Kimmy.
Okay. John recommends ImmyKimmy.com. Explain this thing to me because I don't quite understand it.
Okay, I don't know how in the world I stumbled upon this site. It's a site that has, you can take your pictures and put them in these frames. And they're frames of like landscapes, of beautiful beaches, of flowers, of unicorns, of castles, of sunsets. And you put, like, the little faded face, like, where it's kind of faded around the edges.
Oh, is that? I think the wife was showing me some stuff you did.
Yeah.
You kept putting stuff up.
Well, I started off, I found it, and it was making me giggle. So I put, like, a couple pictures of myself, and I just thought it was kind of funny. And then somehow I started, like, incorporating celebrities in there. And then I started making myself, like, cry from how stupid they were.
I enjoyed the B. Arthur one, by the way.
Yeah, the B. Arthur with the dragons.
Yes.
But, like, my favorite now, I think the last one I posted was a whole Transformers scene where you have the Autobots and, like, half car and half as robots, and they're, like, running to action, and there's a sky with this holy light above it, and there's Grizzly Adams' head.
Holy
like
crap.
Just hovering above it.
That's scary.
So if you're a citizen of the internet, where can you go to see all of these creations of yours?
Well, I have a Tumblr.
You so have a Tumblr?
It's Imi Kimi.
Spell that out.
I-M-I-K-I-M-I magic. Was it .tumblr.com?
Yeah. T-U-M-B-L-R, if you're unaware of what this Tumblr thing is.
There's no E. So, yeah, and I've been putting them on there because everyone's getting sick of me putting them on Facebook. I already lost one person.
You lost a Facebook friend over it?
Yeah. But
seriously?
He was a douchebag. So.
So, good riddance. I think this is probably a good tactic to weed out the people you don't actually want to have as Facebook friends.
He was like, seriously, you got to stop with these stupid pictures.
Seriously?
He's like a coworker. And
what? He got angry about it?
This is why I don't have any coworkers who aren't family as friends on Facebook.
Oh, but, I mean, he's kind of, you know, yeah, he's one of those type of douchey people. He just didn't get it, and you know, I don't know. There's a select group of people who found it hilarious, and you know, so.
Well, people are putting out requests to you, like, oh,
I've been doing requests all day.
Wow, it's almost like you don't have a real job.
You sound like my wife.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's true. Yeah, I was at work all day, and all these requests kept popping up, and I just felt obligated to stop working and
well,
do these requests.
I'm
that's what's going on in my life.
Mm.
It's my life. It's now or never. ImiKimi.com.
John Bovey.
John Bovey.
John Bovey.
Jeff, do you have anything to recommend? Anything you're found interesting that you've participated in? Any movies you've seen? Any albums you've listened to? Maybe you are particularly fond of a particular flavor of ice cream cake. I don't know. What
you
do
know,
you got?
You know,
other than having a new child to enrich your life.
I've been so short of sleep the last week, I really don't know where I am right now.
I notice you've got your
nothing.
Hand up on the ceiling.
I do. I'm a little warm.
It's almost like you're not sure which end is up. So he's.
I am standing upside down right now.
Just in case this just flips over, and then he'll be
well. If
ready.
I will acknowledge your lack of understanding of how the world is functioning at this moment.
Yes,
coffee? And I will come up with a second recommendation.
Please do.
This is something that I was made aware of today. And if you're into tabletop role-playing games, but maybe you have a bunch of friends who are not in the same location as you, there is a new service. It's currently in closed beta. You can actually sign up to join their newsletter, and maybe you'll get an invite. But it's this basically a browser-based system for running a game. It's called Roll20. You go to ROLL20, the number 20.net. And it is... I was blown away when I saw this today. It's...
I'm going.
It's amazing. There's little video windows, so if you have a webcam, you can, you know, have conversations and people can see you. There's a chat window, and you can do chats in character, chats not in character. You can do chats with specific people in private. It can do dice rolls for you. There are a million GM tools where you can bring in character and creature tokens. You can put in your graphics you want. You can bring in maps. It's freaking amazing. So I recommend go to roll20.net, check out the video they have there, and just it's amazing.
Sounds exactly like what we were looking for a few years ago with Mike and Sarah.
Yeah, this was something I was like, you know, maybe we need to build something that'll work. This does everything I had ever thought.
Roll20.
Roll20.net. Like I said, I believe it's in closed beta. You can't actually use it yet unless you get in there. I'm not sure if they're going to charge money for it later.
Did you get in or are you?
I don't know. I just saw it today. I just learned about it today. I signed up for the newsletter. Who knows if I get in. But
I'm doing that when I get home right now, goddammit.
That is it.
Gosh darn it.
Well, we're almost at the 20-minute mark. I don't know if I have anything else to bring up. I think that's it.
Videos.
For the possible, what?
We got videos. We got Convergence.
Imi Kimi.
Yeah, I think we covered it. YouTube channel. We're gonna start doing probably music videos on a regular basis. We have one in the can. Forget Our Geek On. Just has to get it edited.
Yeah.
And then that'll be up there. But otherwise, Convergence. Come to Convergence. If you're going to be there, come see us Saturday, 8:30 p.m. in Harmonic Convergence.
There's prizes.
There will be prizes at the Posquerade, the alternative masquerade for possible Oscar fans.
I love it. We got to make flyers for that, too.
Absolutely.
It's party.
Absolutely. I can't believe we didn't think about this until this friggin' podcast. So, anyway, thanks for joining us. As always, check out the website, PossibleOscar.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We are...
In your face!
There you go, in your face. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks.
Bye.
And goodbye.